Blog Talk Radio.
Let the healing ring in.
awaken my soul, come into the light, awaken my spirit, like your candle burn bright, awaken my
not intended to take the place of orthodox medicine, but to work in conjunction with it. Therefore, if you need to seek medical advice, we advise that you do so. By participating in the Blog Talk Gold Ring Healing Fountain radio show, you are implying that you give permission to receive healing from Source, the Universe, all that is, God, or whatever name you call the Supreme Being, by whichever vibration it comes on. For example, Eastern energies facilitate Reiki, etc. Or Western therapies may utilize the Christ angelic energies. This program is non-denominational, so the healing modality will vary depending on the guest speaker. All healing comes from the same source. It may just come on a different vibration, rather like tuning in to a different radio station. We ask that you join us with an open heart and mind, with a clear head, i.e. not under the influence of drink or recreational drugs.
Everyone who lives on this earth has a mission to do.
All our healers are working from a place of love and light, with the highest good of mankind and Mother Earth uppermost in heart, thought, and deed. Please relax and enjoy this co-creation. This is your time. We are in the time of now.
Angels are standing in line, they help me and you. So trust what you feel in your heart.
Thank you.
Awaken my soul, come into the light, awaken my spirit, like a candle shine bright, awaken my higher self, step down into
everybody. Welcome to the Healing Fountain Show. I don't know if you can hear me because I haven't been able to hear anything all during the intro, but I'm back on as far as I know. So welcome to the Healing Fountain Show. As I said, we have a great guest for you today. We have Amaya, who's also from the United Kingdom. And are you there, Gary, at all?
I am here. Yes, Jan, Christy,
and you
welcome
can hear
back.
Me.
Yeah, I saw it. I saw that you had dropped off and came back on just in the nick of time. So
I know. I think there are adverse weather conditions between here and America, because it is a transatlantic co-creation. And in fact, we broadcast to all over the world, and the switchboard is in America, as you know, Gary. So
right.
We do sometimes have problems with our Skype connection. But anyway.
I think it's probably Mercury in retrograde having something to do with it as well.
Oh, that's probably not helping at all.
Helping at all.
We do have the Olympics on here, and I believe the Olympic opening ceremony was watched by about 6 billion people, and I was one of the ones who missed it because I was gigging on Friday night. So never mind, I've got it taped somewhere. I might be able to watch it later on. Got it recorded. So we have won a silver medal and two bronze ones up to now. And what has America won up to now, Gary? Any idea?
have no idea. I have not followed it at all.
Oh.
I think I watched it a couple of times in real time yesterday, and I don't know. It's not anything I follow.
All right. You're not a sportsman, then.
Just fun, you know.
Yeah, of course. Anyway, we have a mayor, as I said, and he's an ex-pharmacist turned Ayurvedic energy healer, and is one half of a mayor who produced special sounds and music designed to take you from low energy states to the higher energies of peace and joy. Wow, I'm all for that. And,
yes, I am.
Me too, yeah. We're going to bring him on in just a moment, but we're going to open up with a song that he wrote, and he's got a lovely young lady singing this one. See what you think. It's gorgeous. It's called Ayahuasca.
Oh, yes.
And here we go. We're on the seashore at the moment. Oh, isn't that gorgeous? I love that piece of music. Really good. Okay, we're going to bring Amir on now. Are you there, Amir?
Hello, hello, hello.
Hello, hello, hello.
Hi, welcome.
Hello, welcome to the show.
I'm welcoming myself to the show.
You did, right? Yeah, because you never know whether one of us has disappeared or both of us, do you?
That's right. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for being on. And you've got some really interesting information for us as well, haven't you? But before we get into the really interesting, controversial information, do you want to tell us a little bit how you got into doing what you do now from being a pharmacist?
Sure, yeah. So I was always into music when I was growing up. And I used to run like lots of music events in the UK.
Yeah.
But then what happened was I lost a music business that I was running at the time due to a few problems with the venue that I had my music events at, and I literally lost my whole business overnight and had to go back to working in my day job as a pharmacist, because that's what I did at university.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't really intend to be a pharmacist at all, but actually going back into it was actually a blessing in disguise, actually, because I really got an insight into the healthcare profession and how kind of shockingly bad it can be in the UK. I'm sure it's mm-hmm. a problem in the in America as well, and a lot of other Western European countries as well,
right.
where there's a lot of profit motives and intentions, in terms of making money rather than getting people well. And this really kind of had an inner conflict in me, because I just didn't feel like what I was doing as a job was actually really helping people. And most creative artistic people, we tend to like people, we tend to like to help people.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we create things, and usually we like to share it with people. But I felt that the stuff we share in pharmacies are not really always that beneficial for people. And if you think of the idea of a pharmaceutical business, the only way a pharmacy business can stay in business is if people are getting sick.
That's why they call it the healthcare industry.
Exactly, the whole industry. So if people are cured, they go out of business. So I never got, I just couldn't figure out how this has ever been allowed to carry on for so long and why people don't see through it. And so I actually had this inner conflict in me for a long time. And, I battled within the industry for a while. I worked my way up to the top of Asda Walmart, which is like the biggest supermarket chain in the UK, to their head office. I almost got through a very ambitious project that I put together, which one of the directors in Walmart actually really, really wanted it to materialize. And what it would have been was I would have been dispensing very, very valuable health information via their website, and their website gets something like 500,000 hits a month, and I would have been giving them like really valuable information on I'd created this healthy shopping list concept for them based on people's conditions and things. And when it got right to the end of that actually materializing and being something that could have hit the mainstream and helped a lot of people, they had this emergency meeting, and there was the director was called in to a meeting with quite a few other managers and things, and they basically said, if you do realise that if Niraj's project goes through, our sales of Coca-Cola, crisps, chocolates, processed foods and all these things that are bad for you will actually go down, because this will probably take off and it will interfere with our profits. And this meeting happened, and literally then my project got shoved to the back burners, and I faced the prospect of going to work back in a pharmacy again, which gave me a lot of stress.
Mm.
And I actually ended up getting really sick with a condition known as ulcerative colitis. And I was literally housebound for about 10 months, and I couldn't work as a pharmacist. But at that time, obviously I felt very disillusioned, but a very dear friend of mine, she's a Swamiji in the UK. She is very, very knowledgeable in alternative Ayurvedic medicine and yoga and meditation.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, she is Trudy Styler and Sting, you know, the singer Sting.
Yes, yes.
Their personal guru, spiritual advisor. She's quite well known in the UK for what she does. And she happens to be a close friend of our family. She basically took me in and she basically said, look, what you've been given here is a massive gift. And she helped me turn my perception of the illness around. And she started showing me lots of, techniques on meditation, on self-healing, on Ayurveda. And I just started devouring books on meditation and also learned that you can basically use different types of music to help put you into a meditative trance state where you can actually literally speak to your subconscious and change things that have gone wrong within your physiology. Because basically we have two sides to our mind. Okay, well, you know, we probably have many sides to our mind, but there are two distinct sides. We have our conscious mind and what is also known as a subconscious mind. But a lot of people don't call it a subconscious mind anymore. But it's the mind that basically controls our autonomic functions, like our heartbeat, our breathing, all the things that happen on autopilot, like our digestion, our immune system, all these things. That can actually go wrong through stress, through doing things that we don't enjoy, by being in unfulfilled jobs, by just eating the wrong foods, by being bombarded by the news and media that is full of junk information,
mm-hmm. right?
And bad news on a daily basis. All of this stuff can create like wrong programs. You know, if you have a hard disk and you have viruses on your hard disk,
yeah.
Lots of problems, like, and slow it all down. But if you imagine this part of your mind is like your hard disk, this can actually get filled with bad programs, bad software.
Mm.
So, what you can do through meditation and using special sound techniques and ways to quieten your conscious mind down, you can actually talk to your subconscious mind, this hard disk, and you can actually start repairing those programs. And when I started to do that, and I use this process called scientific praying, okay, which was actually made popular by somebody called Joseph Murphy. He was in the earliest 20th century. He wrote a book called The Power of Your Subconscious Mind, and it was an amazing book. I highly recommend it. I started to use techniques from that, and literally within a few weeks of doing that, I saw a massive change in my physiology and my health, and my stress levels.
That's brilliant.
That's really what got me inspired into using scientific prayers and sound and healing and Ayurvedic principles to help other people create a system for them to, if they've got any kind of stress problem, autonomic
disease. Could you very briefly explain for a second what scientific prayer is?
Yeah, sure. Okay, yeah. So literally, if you imagine, all a scientific prayer is literally when you speak to your subconscious mind by saying, like, very statements with conviction. And usually if you start those statements off with the words, I am, okay, you can literally kind of condition your subconscious mind to feel and believe those statements. So if you use the statement that I used, okay, was I am whole, perfect, strong, loving, harmonious, and happy. And literally say that to yourself repeatedly with conviction. You don't have to say it out loud. You can just say it with your own mind. But if you've got to say it in a very relaxed state of mind, which is known as the alpha state. That's actually our normal state of mind. You can actually measure your brainwave frequencies and the frequencies that are produced when we're very relaxed and chilled out, and it's actually our normal state of mind, the alpha state. It's also the state that hypnotists get their subjects into when they start planting suggestions.
Mm-hmm.
So your scientific prayer is a suggestion for your hard disk, and you can start programming your hard disk by saying these affirmative statements. So my favorite one is, I am whole, perfect, strong, loving, harmonious, and happy. And I would say that whilst using the music to get myself into this alpha state pretty much every night before I went to sleep. Then I'd also use this breathing technique, and this breathing technique will allow you to super oxygenate your system. It drives oxygen into your blood cells, and it corrects your physiology. Oxygen is very important for our system as well, and a lot of us forget to breathe. So just using this simple process, I was able to start making massive shifts in my physiology.
That's brilliant. Well, I used positive affirmations when I was ill, and yep. I said, I brought in my I am presence, and because that gives force to the words that you're saying, and I would say, I am getting better and better every day in every way. And that one
brilliant.
Worked for me. Yeah, that was a positive affirmation. But also, music balances our chakras and, in fact, can move you from depression, which a lot of people get depressed if they're ill anyway, up to, you know, raising your vibration and raising your emotional state so that you're feeling much better anyway. So music generally does that, but it's especially good when you're using the ones that are what you call brain entrainment. Isn't that right?
Yeah, I use, I've created my own style of brainwave entrainment known as tripneural, and what that fuses is rhythmical music, okay, with which entrains your mind to tempos and keynotes and time signatures that take you into an alpha state. I also use longer sessions using something known as isochronic tones, which are tiny pulses of sounds that literally sync your brain, like you can tune a guitar with a tuning fork. You can use these pulses, tiny rhythmical pulses, to tune your brain to these certain frequencies that take you into like meditative states. And it's our brain, actually, it's the mind that's in our brain. I actually believe that we have several minds in our that makes up our overall mind. I think we have our mind in our brain.
Mm-hmm.
We have our heart, and we have our gut, and we have, you know, our overall consciousness from our skin as well, even our skin and all of the senses.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Skin. And I believe that the brain is the one that can sometimes get in the way of everything else. And what the brainwave entrainment can allow you to do is actually chill your brain out, because your brain is not a very powerful computer compared to the overall subconscious mind. Well, the part of your brain which deals with actual conscious thoughts and that does a lot of the computing and processing of like when you're at work, when you have to problem solve, things like that, is actually not that powerful compared to the brain that takes care of our heartbeat and the part of the mind that takes care of our, you know, all of our autonomic functions.
Mm.
We can get tired very easily, especially when we multitask. And one of the things we do a lot now, especially now with the internet, is multitask. And we're constantly checking our Skype messages, emails, listening to our, checking our text messages, all at the same
right.
time, trying to do some work. And all of this can lead to stress for our minds. So just simply chilling out with a brainwave entrainment session or a piece of music, or just simply doing meditation, can help your mind chill out.
I wish I knew that prior to hosting a Blog Talk radio show. There's a bit of multitasking involved in this too. So
there's a lot of multitasking involved in that, and I thought only women could do that.
No, actually, you know what they've proven as well? Yeah, the women are actually slightly better than men, but even women suffer quite a lot from the stress of multitasking.
All right.
Well, not only that, but men and women, much to our credit, both genders, we know how to learn. And I've learned how to learn.
Yeah, that's right.
That's true.
Right.
We learn from our mistakes.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And we learn from doing it.
That's right. Sometimes we have to make the mistakes first to really understand. You know,
right.
The lesson.
Yeah, that's true. But anyway, getting back to, did you want to talk about solfeggios for a few moments? Because a lot of people are using solfeggios and solfeggio music, and in actual fact, concert pitch has been out of favour for a while, hasn't it?
Yeah, and okay, so when I first started doing my research on, you know, healing tones and frequencies that I could use to help people get into a relaxed meditative state, which invokes this healing response, I came across solfeggios, as everyone does. You know, you see countless blogs and articles about it. When I started to actually, you know, at first I'll totally admit it, I was like sucked in, and I started to make music like that, and I quickly realized, actually, when I started to play it to some of my friends who are actually very, very knowledgeable in acoustic engineering and sound engineering. And one of my friends, actually, he creates some of the most popular sound modules and music devices that are used all over the world now by many professional musicians. And I showed him, all this solfeggio stuff. Because I was like, you shouldn't be making your music in these frequencies. You should be using these. And he actually kind of laughed at me and said, well, this then basically proves Pythagoras wrong. It basically proves most of the mathematical models that we now use in physics wrong. It also proves, a lot of the great concert composers and artists of all around the world, from all different cultures, from India, China, Greek, all these multinational musicians, it proves them all wrong as well. And basically he said, all you're doing is you're basing your hypothesis on this one book by somebody called Dr. Leonard Horowitz. And he said, have you actually read the book? So I said, actually, no, I haven't. So I thought I'd better go and actually read the book. So I read the book which this whole solfeggio thing comes from. And I quickly realized that the extrapolations that Dr. Leonard Horowitz has made are completely far-fetched, have no scientific backbone at all in them, and that one of the authors of that book, Joseph Puglio, doesn't even exist. He's not even a real person. He's a fictitious character that's been made up. Mm-hmm. And then I started to research this Leonard Horowitz even further, and, he's not actually a real doctor. He's a dentist, and you look at all of his research papers that he uses to validate stuff, because he sells a lot of other products as well. They're really bold claims, and they're very outrageous claims that he makes. And I'm surprised that he's got away with it. It hasn't been caught by the feds yet.
Of the musical industry, so much of the audio being produced today are according to these solfeggio tones. And I've heard pros and cons of from both sides, the opinions of whether or not they are truly healing, whether or not they represent the true frequency of these particular emotions that solfeggio is trying to invoke. And so it's fascinating.
But to me, really, it doesn't matter if a piece of music makes you feel good.
That's it.
It doesn't really matter, does it?
Well, this is what I was going to say.
It's personal taste as well, isn't it?
Yeah.
Comes into it.
Well, what I was going to lead to, my point is that basically, ultimately, music is very subjective.
Yeah.
Okay. There may not be any scientific validation on whether these solfeggio frequencies exist, but if some people love them, then fair enough, then it's probably going to do them some good. But what the problem is this has invoked fear on people on listening to normal music, which uses concert pitch. And if people are scared now of listening to any other music apart from solfeggio music, I want to kind of, because that can be a bit of a problem in our modern world where everything's in concert pitch.
Yes.
You can't go around with earplugs on, right? So to kind of like chill the people out who might be worried or scared that concert pitch music's doing harm, I just want to kind of show you that actually I don't believe that there is any scientific proof that solfeggios are any better than concert pitch.
Mm.
In fact, there's a really, really good video, okay? I'd love to play a clip from it just now. It's on YouTube, and it's called Busting the Solfeggio Frequencies Myth. And basically, what I did, the first thing I did was I retuned, because I've got a keyboard where you can retune the notes.
Yes.
I retuned the actual notes according to solfeggio scale to see whether it sounded nice as a scale.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this guy in this video has actually already done it, so I just want to play you what this normal concert pitch scale sounds like,
yeah,
and what the solfeggio sounds like, and then what chords sound like in concert pitch and solfeggio, and you'll be quite astonished. Okay, so
okay,
shall I play it?
Yeah, great.
Yes, please.
Offer it. Okay,
brilliant.
Right, check this out. This is concert pitch. Sounds in tune, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's solfeggio. Now, which one sounds more in tune?
The first one.
Yeah, so let me play that again. Play that again one more time. One more.
Pitch system, that's a little bit far-fetched, and we'll see why.
So that was normal concert
yeah,
pitch.
Yeah, concert pitch.
Sounds nice and
right,
in tune. Yep. This is solfeggio. Now, what sounds more musical?
Yeah, the first one, definitely.
Yeah.
But also, I've got a question for you from someone in the chat room, Amir, if you can
yeah,
just answer this, please. And Healing Friend of Peace is saying, can you ask him the difference between synthesized sound and healing from toning and vocal sound from a person?
Okay, the difference. Okay. It's like comparing apples to oranges kind of thing in terms of, you know, the difference, because basically synth sounds are electronically produced, okay, and they can never be as accurate if you're trying to imitate the sound of a vocal cord or I mean, they can get pretty close, like with new synthesized music, they can get very, very close.
Yeah.
But it's never going to be the same. But what you can do with synthesized sound is you can make very nice frequency tones. So if you wanted to pinpoint a frequency, you can do it very easily with a synthesizer, whereas it might be a bit harder to get that same pure tone with a vocal chord. But, you know, if you use musical instruments that are very well tuned, you can get that pure tone sound. But to be honest, I think that all instruments are just different ways of vibrating air.
Yeah, they're all vibrations, yeah, as we are, and that's
yeah,
why when we find something that resonates with our vibration, we
that's
find
right,
that is very healing.
That's right. That's right.
So it doesn't matter what
change,
it is. It's,
that can
as you
change
said,
from one
subjective,
woman.
Yeah, from one man to another.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very subjective.
Subjective.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, you know, some people like very angst music, you know, very
yeah,
sort of, and I don't. I like happy music that lifts my spirits and makes me feel happy and raises my vibration. But everybody's different, so it depends
yeah,
what you, yeah. And Willing for the Peace is just saying, he vocally, in his toning, tones within tones layered within another tone, no instrument at all. But, I mean, whatever you use, if it's healing someone, that's great, isn't it? Whether
yeah,
you use an instrument or your tones, doesn't matter, does it?
See,
and
I
it's
think
the intention that you're putting it out with as well, isn't it, that counts?
Exactly. And I think, basically, the way music heals, in my opinion, in its most purest essence, is exactly what you said earlier, was it raises people's emotional state. And I think emotional states are like literally the measure of your energy in your body. So if you've got low energies, you tend to be, you know, fearful, anxious, nervous, tense, all of the emotions that are associated with being stressed and things like that,
mm-hmm,
and low mood. And that's, I feel like, low energy. But if you can raise the vibrations of somebody where they feel happy, peaceful, they have more energy, they have more abundant, so more acceptance of things. You know, you can do that with music. A good
yeah,
piece of music that resonates with someone can do that. But that same piece of music may not have the same effect in, you know, in somebody else who prefers a different type of music to elevate them.
Yeah.
So
right,
it is subjective. But, you know, I think on the whole, there are certain styles of music and certain vibes and tones of music that pretty much has the same effect in everyone when they hear it.
Well, classical music, although it's not popular music in the accepted sense of the term, they have tried using that music for people to study with, children at school to study with, and they found that it really aids them to study and
that's right,
de-stresses them and relaxes them. Excuse me. And, it's really good, isn't it? Getting more popular again, isn't it, classical music? Because it was really out of favour at one time.
Yeah. And what we're trying to do with our stuff, we're trying to make our music fit in with the old classical ancient styles, because they definitely knew something. They knew about emotions. Mm-hmm. They knew to raise people's emotional states. So we kind of fuse those styles with more modern contemporary sounds so that it's more acceptable in today's generation. That's what we try to do with our stuff.
Okay.
That's brilliant.
Do you also do anything with binaural beats?
Now, see, binaural beats is like a really old way of entraining the mind, okay? Binaural beats basically uses two separate pulses that go... You have to listen to it through headphones, and it's the difference in the two pulses that creates this entrainment in your mind. The problem with this is that you have to wear headphones, and it takes a long time. We use a much more simpler system, actually, which is actually found and proven now to be more powerful, and that's isochronic tones. And literally, if you imagine like old tribal people who basically used to use rhythms a lot.
Right.
What they used to do was they used to do a lot of chanting with rhythmical drum patterns, and those drum patterns would invoke a trance. The same thing you can do with isochronic tones. And what isochronic tones are, very rhythmical pulses of sounds. So you're actually entraining the mind to a rhythm, a rhythmical sound, rather than, like this weird sort of binaural effect, which takes much longer. It's much more natural to entrain your brain to a rhythm that the brain can recognise, in my opinion.
Okay. Yeah, that's brilliant. Thank you very much for that. That's really good information that you've got there, Amir.
And also, don't take what I'm saying word for word. You know, actually go and do the research. If you're somebody who really is worried about solfeggios and whether they work, go and get that book and read it, study it, have a listen to the solfeggio tones and play them, and actually play them as a chord. You'll find that when you play solfeggio chords, it sounds so discordant. And there have been many studies now. I've actually got a whole PDF of studies on music, and they've shown that music that is discordant, out of tune, actually has a negative effect on our mood compared to music that sounds harmonious and pleasing. Okay, that actually has a much more positive effect on people's mood. So, and it's just natural common sense, isn't it? When you hear music that's out of tune, and when you hear somebody who can't sing properly.
Discordant might be healing for some people. Who knows?
It can be, yeah. It can be. But the most people, if you watch like something like X Factor, and you hear somebody sing really badly out of tune.
Yeah.
I think everyone. Yeah. You know what I mean? Apart from maybe the person singing, they probably think that they're like...
And it doesn't take a musical expert to tell if something just sounds bad for some reason. You don't need to dissect it as to why it's not bad. You just know.
You just know it. It's a feeling, right? Exactly. So that's what I started to get, that feeling, when I started to play around with solfeggios, when I actually started to tune my stuff rather than just, imitating other things. That's when I started realizing that this can't be right. So that's why I kind of actually changed my perception of it.
Yeah. So, you've got a fabulous video that we're going to play now, and that should answer any more questions that anybody has in the chat room, or anybody who would like to call in and ask any questions. We don't normally take callers on an evening when we don't have someone giving messages, but, so we'll play this video, and I'll get over to the switchboard, Gary, if you want to just ask everyone to load the players. Okay, because Amaya's got a beautiful meditation for us to do in a little while when we've played this video. Okay.
Okay. So if we can just get everyone to go ahead and click the link to the player.
Because we could talk all night about things like this, but we've only got a limited amount of time for the show, so here we go. Sorry, Gary. Pull up
okay.
your players, yeah, and
pause the
player,
mute the sound, and once we've done that, we'll go ahead and send up a heart in the chat room, let us know you're ready, and I will count you down. We will begin rolling in 5, 4. 3, 2, 1. Press play.
Congratulations. It is no accident that you are listening to this now. You are ready for the Alpha Mind System and are about to embark on an amazing journey, a journey inward, when you learn to connect to the power of a state of calm, relaxed awareness, the Alpha Mind State. Wherever and whenever you want to, and between one breath and the next. The Alpha Mind System is a meditation program which will help you reconnect with a deeper part of your being and allow you to experience and utilize profound states of mind to enhance the quality and well-being of not only your own life, but also the lives of all those around you. It was Hans Berger, working at the University of Jena in Germany in the early 20th century, who discovered that the brain produces electrical activity which occur in rhythms. The first rhythm, he observed, occurred in the 8 to 13 waves per second or hertz range in awake, calm subjects with their eyes closed. Because it was the first one he observed, he named it the alpha rhythm. He called the faster waves, between 14 and 60 hertz, which occurred with the subjects having their eyes open and were mentally active or attentive, beta rhythms or waves. Berger recorded slower rhythms, which he called theta and delta waves, which were associated with drowsiness and sleep. The alpha rhythm is by far the most obvious pattern observed and is associated with relaxed mental states. It has been shown that meditation masters produce noticeably more alpha waves during meditation. The Alpha Mind program will take you on a journey, and like any journey, it is unique to each individual. There is no right or wrong way, just the way. Be relaxed about it all, and above all, be kind to yourself. As you progress with the program, you may find, to your surprise and delight, that kindness and forgiveness spreads to other areas of your everyday life and to all those around you as well. So, in the early stages of learning to meditate, and as you follow this program, your mind will wander. When it does, rein it in gently by bringing your attention back to your breathing. By consistent and effortless practice, using this program, you will be able to access a calm, relaxed, and aware state of mind between one breath and the next. Let the journey begin. Thank you.
Right now it's time for our candle ceremony. We light our candle because fire is a very powerful tool, which along with prayer and focused intent helps us to manifest our goals. And the light creates the light of the Creator and links us to the Creator and represents the light that we take out into the world. I've already asked for the assistance of the angelic realm. I've asked for the assistance of the Archangel Michael, Uriel, Raphael, and Gabriel. So I know that they're going to be here with us. So we're going to ask Gary to cue Marika, please. Dearest Way Showers, I would like to ask you to take a deep breath and focus on your connection with our Mother Earth. Become aware of the fact that you're in touch with her, your feet lightly touching her, and become aware of the fact that many feet are touching her right now in all countries all over the world. Close your eyes and visualize this with me. We are all standing on her, holding each other's hands. We surround her like a giant wheel with spokes of light coming from our hearts together into the center space that lies deep within our grandmother Earth. As we see her crystal heart and as we take this deep breath again, we feel the beating of our heart through our bodies, and we all start to slightly move on the melody of her heartbeat as one heart. We feel this energy reaching our heart centers, and our hearts feel so warm, they're overflowing with love, and the energy you can imagine as the purest light flows to the center of the earth. And we become aware of our connection again. And we know we are all related. Mitakoye Oyasin. When the energy reaches our eyes, we feel our heads lifting a tiny bit up, and we see our Father Sky. And when we see beyond Father Sky, we see a giant book floating in space. On the cover of the book is written, Book of Healing Requests, and the book opens. We can write down all names we would like in that book. But the first name you may write down in grace is your own name. Please go ahead and write it in there. Right now, you are a receiver of healing energy, and you may direct this energy to any human being, animal, or plant you want by writing down the names in the book. You may write them down underneath the healing fountain list that is already in there. I'll give you a little bit of time to write the names down. Please go ahead now. And when all names are written in the book, we see that the book closes and drops slightly down into the center of Mother Earth. Thank you, Mother Earth, for all the love that you give. Feel the gratitude and sit down very comfortable and be surrounded by this energy. And listen to a beautiful meditation from our special guest. Thank you very much.
Do not listen to the following recording while driving a car or operating heavy machinery. If you have any neurological conditions such as epilepsy or psychological problems such as depression, always consult your doctor before proceeding in listening to the following recording. Listen in a safe, quiet place where you know you won't be disturbed. Switch off your mobile phone and loosen any tight clothing, and either lay down flat or sit comfortably with your arms and legs uncrossed. This level 1 initiation will condition your mind and body to experience the higher levels of the Alpha Mind program. You will learn how to instantly and at will enter a calm, relaxed, aware state of mind by focusing on your breathing between one breath and the next. And now, centering yourself, become aware of your breathing. Notice how you easily and comfortably breathe in through your nose, breathing in deeply and effortlessly, filling every part of your lungs with air and every part of your brain and body with energy, light, warm, eternal energy. Now, hold that breath for a moment and be aware of the stillness and silence of that moment. That's right. And now, through slightly opened mouth, breathe out gently. And as you do, let go of the past. That's right. Just let it go. It's of no concern to you any longer. And as you do, notice how light and relaxed you feel. More relaxed than you felt before. And now, through your nose, take in another deep breath, enjoying the feeling of the clean, pure air filling your lungs and the light, vibrant energy energizing every cell of your brain and body. Now hold that breath and be aware again of the silence and stillness of your being. Hold that moment and make it yours. Be aware of that gentle, quiet power that has always been and always will be yours. And now, through your slightly open mouth, breathe out slowly and gently, breathing out any remaining concerns and cares of the past, letting it go and allowing the future to just be. That's right. Letting all the tension easily and effortlessly evaporate, and notice that incredible lightness and vibrant energy that flows through you from the very core of your being. Now, another breath in through your nose. Slowly, easily, and deeply. Feeling that energy light up and energize every part of you. Hold that breath. And let the silence and stillness of your being fill every part of you. No past and no future, only this eternal moment, this present, this portal to what you always are and will forever be. As you breathe out through your mouth, bring this eternal moment with you. Bring its strength and safety and power, feeling more relaxed than before. Feeling calm and light, and with an easy, effortless alertness and awareness. As you continue to breathe in and out gently and effortlessly, being in this moment, allowing the calmness, lightness, and energy to flow through you. You might realize that there are only solutions and learnings and wisdom in every situation, every event, every relationship in your life. I wonder if you realize just how joyful your life will be when you only find solutions and learnings and wisdom in your daily encounters. When you experience these learnings and solutions coming to you easily and effortlessly. You can, you know, do this, be this, to just be, allowing the future to just be, being in the moment, in the present, just as you are now. I want you to be here in this timeless moment, in this present, for a while longer. Gently drifting, floating, but alert and aware and alive. Feeling that lightness and energy flow through you in the oneness of your being, that you always are and have forever been. And as you do, know that you are loved and have always been loved beyond any love that you have felt in the past. Know that you are valued and needed in a way you have not been before. Know you, you beautiful being, you are protected and cared for in a way beyond anything you could possibly imagine. Know these things from the very core of your being. And as you know these things, continue a while to feel this calm, relaxed, fearless, alert and aware state of being. This alpha mind state. I know you are wondering just how you can access this state when it is safe and appropriate to do so, quickly, easily, and at will, between one breath and the next. And it's good to wonder, to imagine, to know that you can access this state. I'll teach you how in level 2 of this Alpha Mind program, finding your inner bliss. Now it's time to come back into full waking awareness, bringing with you a relaxed and easy awareness and alertness. As I count from 1 to 3, I want you to come more and more into this full awareness. 1, more and more aware. 2, more and more alert. 3, open your eyes, open your eyes, feeling relaxed, refreshed, energized and fully alert, feeling better, feeling good about every aspect of your life and being.
Up to now has been created by Amaya, and his videos are created by Risa on Amaya's YouTube channel. So
I thought those
looked
like Risa's videos.
Pardon?
I thought those looked like Risa's videos.
Yeah.
Yeah, Risa and me are long-time collaborators.
Uh-huh.
Great.
Well, real quickly, Amaya, could you mention your website for the ones those of you listening in and the ones listening on the archives?
Of course, yeah. The websites, if you want to download some free tracks, the one with a lot of my a varied selection of my music is amayasounds.com. So AmayaSounds.com. Okay, and you can get some free tracks off our album there. And the meditation that you heard today, the guided meditation, that was actually the initiation from the Alpha Mind System. Which is our meditation program. So the Alpha is alphamindsystem.com, alphamindsystem.com.
And that's great. And I think I'll be getting the next level two of that one. It's
fantastic.
Absolutely brilliant. Sounds really great.
Wonderful.
And next week we have Lisa Jones and the return of the angel healer Lisa Jones. So don't miss next week. And we want to thank you, Amaya, for an absolutely wonderful show. Really interesting information. And, you know, everybody, it's great to have a different aspect or a different, you know, a different tack. I've gone brain dead now, by the way. It's half past 11 here, just about.
Yeah.
A different perspective is the word I was trying to think of, but my brain wouldn't light on it. Anyway. We want to thank everybody for being in the chat room and everybody for listening in. And thank you for helping us to co-create the wonderful energies, because it is a transatlantic co-creation, as I said before. And as I said, all the music has been created by Amaya, but we're going to play out with your favourite song, aren't we, Amaya? And
yeah.
It's a U2 song.
Yeah, U2 have been an inspirational band for us. So I thought, you know, everyone has heard of U2, so we'll end up on the U2 number.
Yeah, tell us quickly about your band.
Yeah, so Amaya is our band. It's composed of me and, well, we're not really a band, we're just music producers, but it's composed of me and Dr. Murugang Mishra. He's a guitarist. I produce all the sounds and synths, and the guided meditations are by Dr. Surinithrian. So it's two doctors and a pharmacist, and we've gone over to the other side, and we're trying to help people through natural methods.
Brilliant.
Well, so much for the reformed healthcare industry.
That's what we're trying to do. That's
awesome.
Absolutely.
Well, I hope you come back really quickly. Come back soon, because we couldn't play all your music because there was far too much. And we did rabbit on a little bit long. But everything that you said was absolutely brilliant information, and thank you for that.
Thank
okay,
you.
Then. So thank you, Gary. And
thank you,
we'll
Jesse, and thank you, Amaya, and thank you, everyone.
Yeah.
I love you all. We'll see you.
And
we'll see you tomorrow on my show. I'm going to bring an old friend back on after 3 years.
Fantastic.
And is that the Daddy G show?
It's today's avatars. It'll be on the new Eridu channel, and
yeah.
This will be a special interview that I have a dear friend of mine that I haven't talked to in about 3 years, who lives in Sedona. And so we've got a great interview lined up for tomorrow evening. So
brilliant.
And
okay.
We'll see you next week, Jen.
Thank you, everybody. And thank you, people in the chat room. And thank you to the Angelic Realm for joining us. And goodbye and God bless. And take care and keep well.
You've given us a great life.
Can you hear this?